Since this week we have started with the Good Shepherd Sunday, and the shepherd theme comes up again in today's gospel. Let's start with an example of a good shepherd, today's saint, Saint Athanasius. Athanasius was an Egyptian from Alexandria, they say born in the late 3rd century, so a time when Christianity was still outlawed in the Roman Empire, but he was in Egypt, which is pretty far to the edges of Roman influence. And Alexandria at that time had a very large and strong Christian community. So he was raised in the faith, and he was brilliant and well-educated. As a young man, he was brought by his bishop to the Council of Nicaea. I think he was a deacon. He's still in his 20s. Council of Nicaea was the famous council, the first one, trying to deal with the question of who is Jesus and what's his relationship with the Father. So he was there at that council. And then not long after that, I can't remember the years, but Nicaea was 325, and Athanasius became bishop of Alexandria shortly after that, and remained the bishop of Alexandria for a long time. I don't know, it was 50 years or something like that, a very long time. And in the whole time he was bishop of Alexandria, he had to fight against the Arian heresy. The Arians did not believe in the equality of the Father and the Son. They thought that the Son was, Jesus Christ was some great representative of God, but he wasn't equal to the Father, and he wasn't co-eternal with the Father. In today's gospel, and Jesus says, no one can take my sheep out of my hand, no one can take sheep out of my Father's hand, my Father and I are one. And the Arians would say, they're one, but not really. They're one, but not exactly equal. So Athanasius's job, his call from God, was to defend the truth about the divinity of Jesus Christ. And he was one tough character. He was tough as nails. He fought, he persevered, he faced all kinds of opposition. He was exiled 5 times, and he came back 5 times. So they couldn't cancel him. We use the modern term now is to cancel people. He was canceled so many times, but he kept coming back. And in the end, he prevailed. He's a doctor of the church, one of the greatest doctors of the church. Now, the reason I think it's good to look at Athanasius is because we learn from him something about the character of a good shepherd. A good shepherd, first of all, a human shepherd, of course, the good shepherd is Jesus Christ, but the shepherds of the church, first of all, have to be good sheep. First of all, have to be good listeners. They have to receive from the Lord what they hand on to their flock. And if they do that, then they're good shepherds too. Athanasius was a good listener. He received the faith and he held on to it with firm determination. That's why I joked at the beginning, Athanasius was tenacious. It's true. He's the kind of guy you wouldn't want to fight with because he doesn't give up. Now, the principle then is a good shepherd has to be a good sheep. To be a good leader of God's people, you have to be a good follower of God yourself. And Athanasius is a great example. Now let's look at today's first reading. We have the kind of transition period between the persecution of Stephen and persecution in Jerusalem, the scattering of the Christians all over the place, and then we're not yet at the point where the Christian church is strong enough to designate and send out missionaries. It's just happening because of persecution. And we learned that some of these Christians who were scattered dared to proclaim the gospel to Gentiles, to Greek pagans, basically. And they believed. They welcomed the gospel. Antioch, this is the Antioch in Syria, it becomes one of the places where the church blossoms against all expectations, and it blossomed among the Greeks, the Gentiles. So you see what's happening here. God himself is determining how his church will grow. If the Jews don't welcome the gospel, and the gospel was for the Jews too, but if they don't welcome it, well then, and if there's persecution, then the gospel is going to spread, because the word has a power to give life, and you can't keep it down. You can knock it down, but it keeps coming back, like Athanasius. Athanasius is a man of the word. Anyway, so here at Antioch, the converts are not Jews, but Gentiles, and that is going to be the issue we're going to be dealing with for the next couple of weeks as we pass through the Easter season. How do the Jewish Christians deal with the Gentile Christians, and what about the Jewish laws, and what are the Gentiles obliged to do, and all that? But at this stage, the church in Jerusalem hears what's going on in Antioch, and they send Barnabas. Now, Barnabas is another great shepherd. He's a good shepherd because he's a good sheep. He's a man of great discernment. He was the one who first recognized that the conversion of Saul was an authentic one. Everybody was afraid of Saul. He was a great persecutor. Nobody wanted him around. The Jews didn't want him around because he was a betrayer, and the Christians didn't want him around because he was a persecutor. So only Barnabas is the one who figured out, hey, this man has an authentic conversion. He is a genuine sheep now. And so Barnabas has this charism of encouragement. That's why he got that nickname, Son of Encouragement, Barnabas. So they know that the apostles know that Barnabas is the man for the job. They send him up to Antioch. This is to the north of Jerusalem, up into Syria. And it says here, when he arrived in Antioch and saw the grace of God, what does that look like? You have to have eyes of faith to see grace. When he saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all. That's a little play on his name. Barnabas means son of encouragement. Here he is encouraging the Christians of Antioch. He encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart, for he was a good man filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. He's a good man. He's filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. He's a good sheep. And because he's a good listener and a good follower of Jesus Christ, he's a good instrument to lead others. So he encourages the people of Antioch. And then what does he do? He decides to go to Tarsus and look for Saul. Saul wasn't in Antioch yet. He had gone home to Tarsus because nobody wanted him around. But Barnabas knew this man has to be incorporated into the church. And even though it's not described in this reading yet, we know the story that when Saul gets to Antioch, that's when his mission takes root and starts to flourish. It's from Antioch that Saul, or St. Paul, goes forth into the world on his missionary journeys. But Antioch here is described as the first place where the disciples are called Christians. So the invention of a new word, inspired by the Holy Spirit, to describe a new thing. Disciples of Jesus Christ, whether they're Jews or Gentiles. This word describes the disciples of Jesus Christ. It doesn't limit them to Jew or Greek. It's a new thing. And that's the fruit of the faith and the Holy Spirit in the Christians of Antioch and in especially St. Barnabas. Okay, so now getting back to this idea of the shepherd and the sheep. We know the Lord is the good shepherd, and we know that his sheep hear his voice, and he knows them, and they follow him. We see examples of this all through the history of the church, Barnabas, Athanasius, and all the great ones. But what about us? Are we sheep who are willing to listen and willing to follow and willing to be witnesses to others? See, anyone who is called is by that very fact also sent. Everyone who is a sheep also has something to give in shepherding others. not all in the same way, of course. We're not all Athanasius, but we're all Christians. We all have this name that was given in Antioch, and that means we're all sheep who are also representatives of the shepherd. So with that in mind, we continue through the Easter season. We have something that no one else has. Faith and the Holy Spirit. At least here in the Gospel, the people Jesus was talking to are asking, well, if you're really the Christ, tell us plainly. And Jesus says, I already told you. I already showed you the works my Father gave me. But see, they didn't have the Holy Spirit. And they didn't have the witness of the death and resurrection of Christ. He hadn't died and risen yet. So they didn't have the advantage we have. We are the ones who are given the gift of faith and the Holy Spirit, which means we're given the responsibility to share that gift with the world.